section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Got Stitcher? We're on it. So get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts. All the penis jokes, racial statements, and inappropriate comments should not be associated with our guests and sponsors. This show is for entertainment purposes only, and if you're easily offended, we suggest you stop listening now. But if you do, you will deprive yourself of the most amazing auditory orgasm ever. And who doesn't like a good auditory orgasm?
I am about to tell you something that'll change the face of history.
Coming to you live from the dirty stalls of the IBWIP studio and the airwaves of Silent Storm Radio, please welcome Amish BJ, Cold Beer Coley, and the podcasting god,
Amen.
Blake Clayton, and another fucked up episode of It Burns When I Pee.
We're not total dicks.
Follow that, bitch.
1, 2, 3, 4... When I turn my radio dial, I hear it's pop country. Those corporate jerks sure get on my nerves. That ain't country to me. Now it burns when I pee. It burns when I pee. That's what Nashville did to me. So let's take a piss on the Nashville music fest. Cause now it burns when I pee.
Welcome, everyone, to episode number 83 of It Burns When I Pee. In the dirty stalls this week, we have my close, close Canadian friends. Yes, I'll admit it. I got Canadian friends. I've known these guys and gal for a couple years now. You hear them every episode of It Burns When I Pee because they do the IBWIP theme song. It is the one, the only, Give 'em Hell Boys. Their latest release is out. It's been out for a while. And it's called Barn Burner, and I was horrible. I took so long to have him on, but it was great talking to him. We did it via Skype. Unfortunately, I couldn't figure out a way to record the video, but we had them all on Skype. They were all crammed in a screen and drinking beers and having a good time. So hope you enjoy the interview. Check them out. Give them hell, boys. Kick ass. Here we go.
Oh,
1, 2. Can you guys say something? I'm just recording to make sure levels are.
Check, check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
All right.
I know.
Yeah, shush, shush. Not-
shush.
That's not being recorded.
Or is it? No.
Yeah.
Why did I put all this makeup on?
Just to look like a fag.
Why did you put all that makeup on?
It's his coming out party.
Yeah. Every day is his coming out party.
All right, we'll go ahead and get started and
give him hell, boys.
Just have a good time. Just have a good time.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. We always have a good time.
That's right. All right, folks, welcome back to It Burns When I Pee, and we have a special international interview this evening. It's taken way too long for me to get this band on. You hear them at the beginning of every episode of IBWIP. They do the theme song. It is our Edmonton friends, the Give 'Em Hell Boys.
Woo! Yeah! Yeah!
Hello.
Hi, Blake.
They fake excitement so well. So it's a pleasure to finally have you guys on. Like I said, it's my fault for waiting so long to have you guys on, but it's a pleasure to finally get you guys on.
Oh man, it's a pleasure. We've been listening to the show for a few years now, so it's a pleasure to be on.
I'll apologize in advance then.
Yeah, I don't know, man. We're gluttons for punishment, so you know.
That's the best way to brutally beat yourself every week. Listen to an episode.
Yeah.
So why don't we go around and kind of introduce everybody and kind of just say what you do in the band?
All right, let's start over here.
I'm Bootsy Klein. I'm the bass player.
San Quentin, I strum acoustic guitar, and I do most of the lead hollering.
Keegan, drums.
Hey, I'm Brayton. I smack away on the banjo and pretend to be awesome.
I'm Charlie Scream. I play lead guitar and some harmonica. I don't pretend to be awesome. I just do it.
It just comes. It's in your DNA, right? So how did the band come together, and like how long have you guys been together?
Accidentally.
Accidentally. Oh man,
last men standing.
Well, you know what? That's kind of true. We're like the last men standing at like every party. we used to just all party together, and then somehow banjos and basses and fiddles and all kinds of stuff used to keep coming out, and just sitting around jamming all the time. We were all playing in like punk rock and metal bands, and turns out that we are all closet country fans, and you know, so eventually it turns out that, like, you know, we all knew a Johnny Cash song or two, and we started jamming a bunch of them and started teaching them to each other. And next thing you knew, we had a bit of a show put together. It was time to, you know,
first mitzvahs, birthdays, barbecues.
Well, we were entertaining. We started partying together. We became the entertainment at those parties, you know, and then a lot of people told us, like, you know, it'd be cool if we went and played in a bar. So yeah, then we started going and playing the bars, and by little, the other bands kind of fell by the wayside, and then this is the one that kind of stuck it out. So,
how long have you guys been playing together then?
Well, three of us have been playing since about 2007, so yeah, about 5 years now. And then Lindsay joined about 2 years ago, 3 years ago now, and Keegan just joined about a little over a year ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So, I hate to call it underground, but what is the underground scene like up in Canada?
You know what? It's not bad. We have a lot of
Real good in Edmonton.
There's really rad music up here in Edmonton. Yeah,
Edmonton has a pretty kick-ass music scene. It's so far removed from the rest of the world, like literally, physically, geographically, we're as far north as like Siberia, right? So we don't get a lot of attention, you know, from industry and stuff like that. So it's kind of forced like the musicians around here to really get to know each other, play together. And we have a really supportive, really cool scene. We can play in town most weekends, weeknights, whatever. There's lots of cool venues, lots of great bands. As far as country goes, I would say that, you know, it's funny. Country music, like mainstream popular country music, is probably one of the more like prevalent like music forms you hear on the radio around here. But as far as like bands go, it's funny. There just aren't that many. It's
from Calgary and
yeah, it's so we're in a way, I'd say we're kind of filling a gap, you know, or filling a void, sure, ourselves. Music we want to hear, right?
Right.
You know, there's lots of, you know, you have the odd, like, there's the odd rockabilly and psychabilly bands and stuff like that, and you know, yeah, but lots of that. We've kind of come up in that scene a little bit, you know, and then You know, the punk rock scene is pretty healthy, and we have lots of good indie bands. But as far as, like, you know, real country or underground country goes, I like around here, man, we're almost about it.
That's why I'm hoping for every single larger group that comes through.
Right. So, Bootsy, what's it like being the only female in the band?
What?
What? There's a girl in the band?
What? Yeah, it's fine. They're all my friends. It's not that well. Yeah.
Do you have to kick him in the ass once in a while?
All the time. Yeah, not all the time.
Yeah. What did Keegan say?
I said I said her dick is bigger than mine.
It's true. It's true.
That's a whole nother episode of IBWIP right there. So what?
And I can take mine off. So.
That, at least you know yours is clean because you can take it off and clean it, right?
Yeah.
It's in the dishwasher right now.
So what are some of the difficulties with touring in Canada? Because obviously it's a very large, vast wasteland of, you know, from town to town. I don't know.
Polar bears and igloos.
Right.
Polar bears and igloos.
I'm actually building an igloo right now. Not even a joke.
I've been watching that on Instagram.
Yeah, it's cold, and man, believe it or not, gas is expensive, and towns are so far apart.
Right.
It's not easy. It's not easy touring. It's tough to, like, you know, you got to kind of pick, like, a part of the country and then just kind of do circles around there the best you can. But getting from one town to the next town, man, it just burns up a lot of gas. It's expensive. It's right. Hard to tour, you know, and it's hard to go into a town without, like, you know, a lot of people knowing who you are and sure. And just trying to sell your thing, trying to sell your product, and you know, just taking that chance of going out there because you might be broke by the time you roll in. Right. You know, just from here to Calgary, it's going to cost us like $100, you know, in gas, right? And that's the next biggest, like, that's the next big town close to us. I mean, you know, there's a couple of small towns in between or whatever, but without guarantees of money or whatever, you're taking a risk every time you go out on the road.
So that's, you know, that's one of the restraints that a band from Canada has is, you know, like you said, you know, you can't have three or four good gigs lined up and just play a couple of fillers from town to town. I mean, there is no town to town. So, I mean, do you guys think that's going to hinder the growth of Give 'Em Hell Boys?
I'll tell them we camp a lot.
Yeah, we camp a lot. Like, yeah, we do.
We take every free meal. We take every free campsite. We just, you get the job done, right? Right. You keep pushing on. I mean, most of the hotspots in Canada are big tourist vacation sites. So the shows that we do play are absolutely destroyers. And you feel good every time, right?
Awesome.
If you do a small little nook and cranny kitchen dirty spoon gig where they want you to just sing over top of the buffet, fuck it, we'll do that too, right? For $100, I don't care. It's anything to keep going in the next town.
Yeah, we've played a lot of chicken wing bars, you know, and we've sang for our supper a few times, but we tend to do most of our touring in the summer, sure. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, obviously, then, most of you have day jobs?
Yeah, from time to time.
when they show up.
Okay, everybody who's got a job, do a harmony right now.
I can't sing.
That's about two of them.
There's our, yeah. Well, it's been funny because it's like, you know, we're musicians, right? So we're all kind of deadbeat. So it's like... We have jobs when we can keep them, you know, for as long as we can keep them. And then the time it's like, oh, by the way, you know, I'm going on tour in a couple of weeks. And they're like, wow, you know, you can't get the time off. Or we're like, see ya.
Where are we going to find another structural engineer or dentist on the fly?
Yeah. Who are we going to find to put the fries down in the fryer? That's never be able to replace you.
So back in August, you guys released your first CD, Barn Burner. Can you kind of guys go through the process of putting the album together and getting it released?
Oh, yeah. That took a while. That took us...
Everyone had their own parts. Actually. I don't know if you guys are aware of the up north, the Fort McMurray, but one of us was up there and basically recorded the entire album.
Oh, Fort God.
Like, away.
Fort McMurray is the oil sands, and I'm sure you've heard about, like, the tar sands, the oil sands in Alberta here. It's probably where the gas in your car comes from. So when you really want to work, that's where you go. So sometimes some of us disappear up there, or at least one of us in particular disappears up there. So, you know, it draws the process out. But we started recording probably in, what, December? No, yeah, I would say December. December's when we went in the studio and started laying the tracks out, and we didn't have the thing totally wrapped up until like May, June. It took a while. It was a process.
Keep in mind also, we did have 10 like good friends or guest players on there too that we'd arranged to come in. Like, sure, we had a lot of music put on that disc.
Sure. Yeah, it was great. We've been saving up our pennies and nickels and dimes and whatever, and we managed to we did a bottle drive, anything we could to raise the money,
The
yeah, we wanted to make sure that that album like came out as like polished and just good looking as we possibly could make it, you know, just being completely independent and you know, not having a lot of money to back us up or whatever. So, you know, and we hired some good friends of ours who are just pro players to help us, you know, sound like we know what we're doing. And I think it turned out all right. I'm pretty happy with it. So,
definitely.
Yeah. And then, I've heard that, but yeah, no, that it was good that we took a while because it really gave us a lot of time to like, you know, reflect and, you know, go back in the studio and make sure like, you know, well, reflect.
Yeah, I can see my reflection.
By candlelight, you guys just, you know, burn some incense and, you know, the candlelight and just kind of reflect on the song.
Reflect,
and
exactly. Sit in the bath, you know, and just
sit in the snow fort and reflect.
Yeah, just really take it in at the end of the day and go, is this the record I want to make or is this the record I need to make?
When we're done with this album, can we still all hug each other?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, luckily, yes.
For a while, it was hard.
You know, there was long days in the studio. We'd spend, you know, man, I don't know, sometimes we'd be in there. There was a couple of good times
we got Harry right drunk.
Oh, yeah. Our engineer and co-producer on the record, you know, it was great. He was going through a breakup, so, you know. Yeah. He did the proper thing and got him
bourbon drunk.
Through the course of recording the album, he went through finding the dream girl, and then the breakup. It was the whole rainbow, the whole process.
And you can still feel that on the
album.
So
we had a couple of good sessions that were mostly us just like drinking our sorrows away. And I think it ended up on the record. I think it did.
One of the songs that you guys have on the album is you did a cover of Bizarre Love Triangle. And I remember when you guys first mentioned it to me, I was like, no fucking way, you know? And I was like, you have to send that to me, you know, ASAP. And you're like, the CD's in the mail. I'm like, I can't wait, you know? But I was kind of like wondering, you know, where that came from and what made you guys decide to do that cover.
Why that cover particularly?
Cheap royalties.
Thanks,
man. Yeah. No, it wasn't cheap. It wasn't cheap for that song at all, man. Not at all. No, I don't know. It's just always been a favorite song of mine since I was a kid. I don't know. It seems to be like everybody's favorite. And years and years ago, before I ever played it with these guys, I just kind of figured out how to, you know, strum it out on a guitar. And, you know, like girls seemed to like it when I played it at parties and stuff. So
that's why we do everything we do, right?
Pretty much. Oh. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Girls seem to like it. So,
was it Frente that originally did it, or did they do a cover of it?
No, it was New Order.
Okay.
It's the English new wave band that, you know, started off as Joy Division, and then the lead singer killed himself, and they became New Order. And if you look that song up, you're going to hear like 100 different 9-minute versions of that song remixed over and over and over again. So, yeah, it's a big techno club hit from the 80s.
And I remember the first time I heard, I think it was Frente, and it was some Swedish girl. And
that Angie something or whatever. Right. She's cute though. She had a real cute way of like, every time I think of you. Yeah, I like that.
You guys definitely put the Give 'Em Hell Boys kind of feel to it. So, you know, it's not just a regular cover. It turned out.
Oh yeah, we put our stink on everything.
So, you know, in the album there's a lot of blues, country, you know, and rock influences. Does that kind of come from everybody has a little bit of different background and it kind of meshes into one? Or is that kind of where that comes from?
Not a lack of talent, I think. Don't really know
what we're doing, right?
So. Ambiguous.
Yes, ambiguity. That's right.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's just, put us in a blender and it's what you get. It comes from everywhere. I mean, almost all of us came up in like kind of like Keegan, the drummer, he's been playing in like a folk rock band. Brayton was playing in a couple of metal bands. Me and Charlie used to play in a punk band back in the day. Yeah, we all had punk bands, and metal bands and stuff like that. So I don't know, but you know, it's one of those things where it's like I've never met anybody that only had one kind of music in their record collection, you know, and nobody had
anybody that you hung out with.
Yeah, nobody that I'd want to have a beer with anyway, right? And so, so we've always just wanted to kind of play whatever we wanted to play, you know. And cool thing is that I think that, you know, if we play something that's a little on the bluesier side, if we play something that's a little more honky tonk, or if we play something that's just, you know, I don't know, whatever, different, it's we found kind of a way to still make it sound like it's the same band doing it, but you know, it's great. I like to have a little bit of diversity, you know, without you know, sounding like, I don't know, too disjointed,
right?
Or like karaoke, exactly.
Right. So who writes most of the stuff in the band?
On the record, the majority of the Hank Williams. well, it's all collaborative. Me and Charlie tend to come to the band with a song. I think Charlie's got three songs on there, and other than the covers, the rest are mine. And we tend to come to the band with a song with just an idea, maybe some lyrics, maybe a few chord changes, and then everybody kind of puts their input in. It's a really collaborative effort, so we credit everybody in the band as being songwriters, because
that's why it takes a year to put out an album as well.
Yeah, exactly, it does, because you know everybody has their stamp on every song, you know.
Definitely. So, you know, obviously the best song I think you guys have ever done is the IBWIP theme song.
Yeah,
we recorded that in the back of our van behind a bar.
Behind a pub.
I remember I've got the pictures from that. You guys took a bunch of pictures while you were recording it, and that's pretty awesome. And I've always thought that kind of fit perfect the way you guys did that. And I've always appreciated that you guys do that. Not only are you guys awesome to listen to, but I also enjoy like the Twitter, you guys' Twitter feeds, and like Boots is like Instagram. I mean, like I said, Like I've been watching the snow fort being built, and it's so hilarious.
I know.
That's our new jam spacey.
Hey. Oh, you betcha. It looks nice.
Yeah. I mean, beauty.
I mean, you just take all the snow and just pile it up, and then just start carving out from the inside.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is it just what drunk Canadians do for fun, or?
Yeah. Well,
get the plumbing in, and then we'll run the electrical later.
You could charge rent for that. To subsidize your income.
We already built a bar in there, so.
Hey, it's always cold. The beer is always cold. So
yep. Yeah, the beer is always cold.
So, what is the beer of choice for the Give 'Em Hell Boys?
We're betraying ourselves today because we're just drinking cheap stuff, but. Pilsner. Yeah, absolutely.
That's Lethbridge Pil.
Yeah, Lethbridge, Alberta Pilsner. Don't let those Saskatchewan, don't let those Saskabushers tell you that, yeah, that it's from
banjo playing melon heads.
So, is there any plans for possibly, you know, tour, doing a U.S. tour?
All the time.
Yeah,
we do everything we can to try and get up there. But I mean, if we're not getting slapped in the face by,
it's tricky, right? I mean, we're independent. We don't have like a record label, sure, or you know, anything like that backing
visas.
Us up. Visas. That's the biggest thing.
Criminal records.
Yeah, it's tough. The border is tough. You go down with a van full of gear and they stop you right there. And if they think you're going to make a dime, they turn you right around. Yeah. Right. So it's not easy. And, you got to get, I don't know. We got to get a legal team on it.
You guys got a legal team too?
We have a legal team.
Yeah. Believe well, sort of. Yeah.
We got a couple of friends.
A couple of our loser friends turned out to not be losers and got law fucking degrees. What? Yeah.
I've got a couple.
Now they can't come out on a Friday night. Lame.
I've got a couple of buddies that I hung out with in high school, and you know, one's a lawyer now, and then one is like a SWAT guy, you know, like a military. And I'm like, I do a podcast. Who the fuck
is
one of
them? Yeah. Yeah, so you're like, I'm just going to skip that high school reunion.
Right. I don't really have much to contribute here, folks, but, you know, I know a lot of cool bands, but.
There you go. You know what, though? Being in a band or, you know, contributing to bands or whatever, that's pretty cool in my books. Like, I put musician on my resume.
Even though you're not supposed to, ever.
Maybe that's why you don't have a job.
Right. That might be why I don't have a job.
Secret's out.
Shut up, guys. I'm a musician. That's my job.
Well, guys, thank you very much, you know, for being on the show. Again, I apologize for taking so long to get you guys. You know,
it's great. Technically, you've played us on every single show for the last couple of years. So.
The longest running band.
I think we got our radio play. Yeah, we're doing good. Still waiting on them checks.
you and everybody else. So I guess the most important thing for you guys to be able to get more beer and to be able to go from town to town is, where can folks go to get the new album, Barn Burner, as well as some merch, and to find out where you're playing?
Okay, we've got a website. We've got www.givemhellboys.com, all one word. We don't keep that as updated as we should. So, I mean, you know, go to our Facebook, go to our Twitter. You'll find everything there. And, of course, you know, to get the record, you can buy a physical copy off of cdbaby.com. Just search for us on there. Otherwise, we're on iTunes, Amazon, all of it, like Bandcamp. Bandcamp.
Or you just send us a message and we'll personally send you a CD.
Yeah, or, you know, just look up our email and get in touch with us and we'll figure it out for you. But yeah, we're on all the regular channels.
Awesome. Well, I'll put a link up to the Facebook page as well as the website, and folks can get there from there. I personally have my autographed one up on the wall framed, so I appreciate that, guys. And keep doing it. Keep plugging away. And thank you very much for the music you guys are making. Thanks for taking the time tonight.
Oh, hey, thank you. Thank you, man.
To finally chat with you.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got to say, I think, you know, coming up and you know, trying to learn about music that we're into and stuff like that, we've definitely listened to Burns on IP and learned about, some bands and musicians that we might not know about otherwise. So we appreciate you too, man.
Awesome. All right, folks.
Cheers.
Go over, check out the band, check out their website, check out their Facebook page, and tell them that you heard them here on IBWIP.com.
Well, he's out on the lawn again. He's getting drunk on gin. Well, it's only 9 a.m. He's a bad, bad man. Well, the neighbors stop and stare. Well, he's sitting
attention, folks. Here is how you contact the show. We love your feedback, so get off your lazy asses and get a hold of us. You can email Blake at IBWIP.com, AmishBJ at IBWIP.com, and ColdBeer at IBWIP.com. That's my mom and dad. We also have a dial-in number that you can use to leave us a voicemail or call in during the live taping. Now program this into your phone. 1-203-429-4711. We look forward to hearing from you, and remember, boob pics are always welcome.
More booby pics! More booby pics! More booby pics! More booby pics!
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.